Socialism, not Trumpism. Thousands more protest and plan to walk out Parliament debate the 20th of February. Thousands more, once again, take to the street against Trump London. Thousands of people filled Parliament Square on the 20th of February to protest once again the government's plans to roll out the red carpet for Donald Trump with an official state visit to the UK. Anger at May's sycophantic approach to the US president had been compounded by the dismissive response sent to the almost 2 million people who signed the petition opposing Trump's invitation. The crowd included lots of school students attending their first protest. Demonstrators were eager to discuss the next steps for the campaign in Britain, as well as the struggle to defeat Trump in the US. Unfortunately, those in the leadership of the protest failed to offer a clear way forward. Nevertheless, the idea raised by socialist students of organizing walkouts and mass protests on day X, if and when Trump comes to Britain, got an enthusiastic response from the many students who attended. Pledge sheets for students to sign up to participate in the walkout were rapidly filled up, with students volunteering to help organize the campaign in their schools, colleges, and universities. Claire Lacker Mansfield, Socialist Students National Organizer, Swansea. Following a march of over 400 people just weeks ago, a similar number gathered at a protest called and organized in part by socialist students, in the center of Swansea to protest Trump and his administration's policies. They also wanted to put pressure on our MPs not to give him a warm welcome. The crowd was vibrant, angry, loud and diverse. Many we spoke to were first-time protesters, school students, young families, immigrants, and refugees. They told us that they are scared, angry, and that something needs to be done. I spoke to the crowd, calling for unity in action, for an ongoing struggle against Trump and May, against racism and division, and ultimately the capitalist system that allows them to flourish and relies on them to survive. I also linked the scapegoating of immigrants and refugees to the ongoing battle against austerity, and urged those present to join the fight against a £61 million budget cut this year in the city. Socialist Party leaflets, placards and copies of the Socialist, as well as our new anti-Trump badges, were in high demand. After a wide range of speakers, it was clear that those present were going away planning to continue to build the forces against Trump, against May and the Tories, and against capitalism. Gareth Bromhall, Swansea Socialist Students and Socialist Students National Steering Committee, Cardiff. Hundreds of people, including many young people of all backgrounds willing to stand up to Trump's racist, xenophobic, anti-working class agenda, gathered at the protest in Cardiff. This included a number of school and university students enthusiastic about the idea of continuing the resistance and very willing to walk out on day X. Joe O'Felix, Cardiff West Socialist Party, Newcastle. A clear class approach to the movement to resist Trumpism was offered by Socialist Party members at the Newcastle rally. We prominently placed our campaign stall near the metro entrance, sharing many discussions with people from very diverse backgrounds, stressing the necessity of a socialist alternative to Trumpism. We sold many copies of The Socialist, and six people expressed an interest in joining the Socialist Party. William Jarrett, Newcastle Socialist Party, Glasgow. 250 attended the protest in Glasgow. Socialist Party Scotland sold 25 copies of The Socialist, and there was lots of interest in our idea of walking out against Trump. Matt Dobson from the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, spoke from the platform and called for walkouts and solidarity with Jobstown Not Guilty. Day X, build student walkouts when Trump comes to UK, what you can do. Text join plus your name and school slash college slash uni to 0774937901010. Organize a meeting in your school slash college slash uni to start organizing. Use a pledge sheet to collect names of people who are willing to walk out. Create a WhatsApp group for people who want to take part. Invite people to a Day X walkout Facebook event. Get in touch with socialist students for leaflets and posters. Socialiststudents.org.uk.